Without further ado, please again welcome Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be here with you guys. I work for every one of you. I work for every one of you. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter to me. I want you guys to have a better life. I want your kids to have a better life. Your grandchildren to have a better life in the state of Illinois. I love Illinois. I'm doing this because I want this to be a wonderful place, a proud, prosperous state for all your families, for my kids too. I was born here in Illinois. I raised 6 kids here in Illinois. I built businesses here in Illinois, and I love it. And I can't stand to see what these career politicians have done to us in Springfield. The system is broken. They keep spending more money than we bring in. They keep raising your taxes. They keep pushing great companies like Titan out of state. They keep pushing the great companies like Titan out of this state. And they say, let's just raise taxes to balance the budget. A tax hike is a pay cut for you guys. Raising taxes are not going to solve the problem. That's just duct taping over our problems. That is postponing our problems and making them worse down the road. And we're not going to do that. We're going to stop this duct tape solutions they keep coming up with. We're going to balance budgets. The way to balance budgets is to grow our economy, help great companies like Titan grow and create more good paying jobs, be able to pay you more so you have a higher quality of life. That's the way to balance a budget. And that's what we're fighting to do every day. You know, I got my work ethic from my grandfather. My grandparents were dairy farmers, had dairy cows and corn, lived in a little double-wide trailer. I never inherited a nickel. I was a middle-class kid, but I worked hard and done good. My grandfather taught me 3 things: the importance of hard work, the importance of getting a good education, and the importance of giving back to helping each other. We all have a moral duty to help each other. I believe that very strongly. As I say, as I'm speaking to churches all over Illinois on Sunday mornings, I say the good Lord did not make us Democrats or Republicans. The good Lord put us on earth to do his work, to help each other, work together, make the world a better place. I believe that very strongly. You know what? I've worked my tail off for 32 years working for teachers in Illinois and law enforcement officers in Illinois and around America. I invested their pension money. I was an investor helping start companies and grow up with pension money. And then we did a heck of a job. We did double the stock market, 22% returns for 32 years, so our teachers could have a better retirement, and you could save on your tax dollars because you didn't have to put as much money into the teacher's pension system. And I'm darn proud of that success. And I made a ton of money doing it, and I never apologized for it. But you know what? I believe, as a good book says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. I worked my tail off and made a ton of money, and I told my 6 kids, I ain't taking it with me. I ain't giving it to you either. Now, 2 of them are really cranky about that, but they get it. And that's the reason my wife and I give back. We build churches. We build the YMCA. We build libraries. We build schools. We build the Red Cross Regional Headquarters here in Illinois. We give back. And this is my chance to give back as governor. I work for you, and I love it every day. Now, it's hard. I've been governor for 2 years. Now, it's really dog years. It's like 14 years, but I mean, it's, you know, it's 2 years I've been governor. And when I start, it's really hard. When I started this job, I was 6'8 and had a full head of hair. I mean, this is really hard. But changing this system with these entrenched politicians who all they want to do is spend, 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 get their political class more money. You should see what the political insiders make off of your backs every day. And all they want to do is raise your taxes to cover over it. That is not the answer. More spending and raising your taxes is not the answer. What we got to do is grow our economy, help great companies like Titan grow and build. Titan's success is Illinois' success. Your success is Illinois' success. When your incomes rise for your family, Illinois is better off, and you got a better future for your kids and your grandkids. And that's why I'm doing this, fighting it hard every day. Now, they're proposing a stopgap spending plan again, another stopgap spending plan with more spending, more deficits, that's just going to make a bigger tax hike later on, and they won't change anything. And we have got to change the system. It's broken. You guys, I don't know if you know this. Some of you may know it, some not. In the last 17 years, we are no net new jobs in Illinois. Think about that. 17 years, no net new jobs in Illinois. And during that period of time, we've lost over 300,000 manufacturing jobs in Illinois. Think about that. And all the states around us, Missouri's adding jobs. Kentucky's adding jobs. Indiana's added over 100,000 manufacturing jobs. All the 5 states around us are kicking our tails. Because they're pro-investment, they're pro-growth, they're all pro-companies like Titan. And believe me, Titan's getting recruited every day by other states. We have got to change. We got to become competitive. We got you guys. We got the best workforce in America. Companies want to come to Illinois, but our regulations and our taxes and our career politicians in Springfield keep pushing them out. We need companies coming to Illinois, and I'm a competitive son of a gun. And you know what? Once we get these changes made in Springfield, I'm traveling around the country. I'm going to Elkhart, Indiana. I'm going over to Missouri. I'm going down to Houston and Austin, Texas. I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee. And we're going to bring these companies right back here to Illinois, to Central Illinois, Southern Illinois, Western Illinois, Rockford, Decatur, Danville, here in Quincy. Companies want to be here. We got the people. We got you. We got you. They want to come and help hire you. And your incomes go up when more companies come here and they try to steal you. They'll pay you more. That's how your incomes get up. We need a booming economy, people wanting to hire you. And they want to hire you, but they don't want the politicians taking all their money and making it hard to hire you. That's the whole key. We need these companies coming to Illinois. And I'm going to bring them here to Illinois. I'm going to bring them to Adams County, and I'm going to bring them to Sangamon County and Williamson County and Champaign County and Winnebago County. And we're going to do it. We're going to change this system and stop the broken duct tape solutions, taxing and spending and taxing and spending, which is what these politicians want to do. To change the culture, you know, the two biggest things we can do in Springfield? Get fair maps, competitive general elections, instead of these gerrymandered districts that lock in the people in office. And we put term limits on the politicians so they can't stay in office for 30, 40 years, becoming rich off of your tax dollars, entrenched with power. We get fair maps and term limits on these folks, we're going to change the culture real fast, and we'll get people in office who are there for the right reasons, who are there wanting to work for you, and then to go back to the real world, your world. Hard work, taxpaying families, back to the real world for these guys. They don't stay in office for 40 years, locked in power, making money from their political interests. And we put caps on spending, but cap the spending. Don't let it go above a certain level. And we freeze your property taxes. We know when they say freeze your property taxes, you know what that means is your property taxes can only go up if you vote to have them go up. You should have the voice. If you want your property taxes to go up, fine, vote for it. Put your money, if you want to, put more money in wherever, school, whatever you want. Fine, but you should decide. The politicians shouldn't call you and announce, hey, here's your new bill. Here's 10% higher property taxes here. No, they should come to you and ask, is it okay if we raise your property taxes? And you should say yes or no. You should decide. These politicians shouldn't be telling you whether your property taxes go up. These are the things we're fighting to change. And by the way, I don't know if you guys, I'm a big public school advocate. I want the best schools in America. I want the best teachers in America for every classroom and for every child in Illinois. And I don't know if you guys know this, we are the worst state in America for funding our schools. We are dead last. We're number 50 out of 50 for state support for education. And that is wrong. That means that a lot of lower income neighborhoods, rural districts that don't have a lot of money, don't have the resources to put in to fund their teachers and to have great schools. That's unfair. Rich school districts have enough, but other districts do not have enough. We have the biggest gap between what low-income districts or moderate-income districts have and the wealthy districts get. This is the biggest gap in America, and it's wrong. It's unfair. We got to change the funding system. And I, even though the Democrats, before I became governor, Democrats in 4 years out of the prior 10 years, they cut school funding in Illinois. When I came into office, I said, God darn it, our teachers and our kids come first. When we take a dollar out of your wallet, of your hard-earned pay, to fund government, that dollar should go to schools and teachers and kids first. It shouldn't go into some massive bureaucracy and a bunch of career politicians making money off of your backs. And we demanded $750 million more in school fund in my first year in office, and we got it done. We had resistance, but we got it done. And we're going to put more money into our schools every year going forward. Shrink the government bureaucracy and put the money in the schools so we can have the best schools in America. And I want to bring back vocational training and technical training into our schools and apprenticeships so our young people are trained for the jobs that are available in today's economy. I want apprenticeships and vocational training, technical training in our high school curriculum like we used to do 50 years ago in Illinois, but we don't do hardly much anymore. We're going to expand it on a massive scale. These are the issues that we're battling for. Need your help. When you're when you're out with your neighbors, your friends, at your church, talk to folks. This isn't about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about the entrenched machine that controls Springfield and changing the system. This is about the status quo and just doing the same baloney we've been doing for the last 40 years or whether we're going to go in a new direction. This is about fundamental change. More jobs, higher incomes, lower taxes, better quality of life, better schools, term limits on elected officials so they're there for the right reasons? Are we going to go in a positive new direction, or are we going to let the machine keep control of everything and keep dragging us down and dragging us down like they've been doing to us for years? That's what this battle's about. That's why I appreciate your being out today. Thanks for letting us join you today. Titan is a heck of a great company. And there's a lot of states and a lot of nations trying to recruit them to leave Illinois. Just like companies are trying to get Caterpillar to leave, or John Deere to leave, or ADM to leave. And I've worked my fanny off to keep them. But these companies are being recruited, and a lot of our companies are getting sucked away. You know the number one state where our jobs are going, where our companies are going? Indiana. Holy cow. I mean, they ain't going there for the weather. They're going there because they're pro-growth, they're pro-investment, they're pro-job creation. And now factory workers are making more money in Indiana than they're making here because they're growing, and we're not. And this is wrong. And you know where the factory workers are making a ton of money is in Texas. They say, oh, we don't want to compete with Texas. They don't have the regulations to protect their employees. Their factory workers make way more than our factory workers here because they're growing. They're pro-business. You can't help guys get a higher income. I can't get your income up unless companies like Titan are doing great and kicking tails and can afford to pay you more and are competing to pay you more. That's how your pay gets up. That's how your quality of life goes up. We got to compete and grow this economy so you can have a higher quality of life and you can make more money. That's what I'm fighting for every day. We got to do this together, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. My wife's a Democrat. I love her dearly. It's okay. You know what? I'm a pro-business conservative Republican. But you know what? This isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is about growth. This is about growth. We'll never keep balanced budgets in the state of Illinois if we don't grow. If we don't grow, we'll always be back in deficits. They could raise your taxes, which is what the Democrats want to do. Raise your taxes with no changes. And within 2 years, they'll be spending more than you just paid into them. We'll be right back into deficit again and again. We got to change the system so companies like Titan are growing, paying you more. That's the only way to keep the budgets balanced without having your tax rates keep going up and up. It's about growth, more economic opportunity, and that's what we're fighting for every day. We're going to do this together, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get it done. We're going to make Illinois a proud, prosperous, wonderful place, a great place for your kids, your grandkids, and a higher income for you and your families by getting these entrenched politicians out and change the system. It's broken. Together, let's get it done. We'll make Illinois a proud place, a wonderful place for our grandkids and all Illinoisans. God bless you all. God bless our great state of Illinois. It's a privilege to work for you. Thanks very much, everybody. Appreciate it. God bless you.